This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The shock and the anger around the sudden decision to close Mount Ida College in Newton is growing. In an emotional meeting yesterday, parents, faculty, and administrators addressed the Massachusetts Board of Higher Education about the matter. At issue now, what's next for the 850 students hoping to complete their college education? WBUR's Fred Tice has been following the story, and he's with me now in the studio. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Anthony.
So what's going on now? Where do we stand with this story?
So the main thing now is to try to get all the Mount Ida students into other programs. Initially, Mount Ida had said that they could all go to UMass Dartmouth. Turns out UMass Dartmouth doesn't have a lot of the programs that Mount Ida has. And the students are scrambling because they're trying to get themselves into other colleges. They're also trying to see if they can get financial aid. They're very worried that if they don't get into college next fall, they're going to have to start paying off their student loans, because if you're not in college, you got to start paying those off. The Board of Higher Ed says it's doing the best to make sure that these students are going to get into other programs. It's told Mount Ida that it has to give students a choice. It can't just say they have to go to UMass Dartmouth.
I see.
So that's some of the things that are going on.
All right. So a lot going on there. And speaking of the Board of Higher Ed, you were at the meeting yesterday, which got very emotional. Can you set the scene for us? What happened there?
So it was standing room only, and there were a lot of people holding signs. Those folks were mainly UMass Boston people who were upset that this deal with UMass Amherst buying the campus in Newton will compete somehow with UMass Boston, and that UMass Boston is not getting the resources that it needs. This was a regular meeting of the Board of Higher Ed, but they opened it up as a forum, and there was just really, really wrenching testimony from parents, from students, from professors about what this closure means to them. Mount Ida is kind of a special school. There are some specialized majors, you know, commercial photography, vet tech, funeral service. But it's also a student that takes in a lot of different kinds of students. One mom who was from Woburn put it in a very poignant way. Her name is Laurel Collins.
Our students are not, as Marty Meehan says, free agents, valued by colleges everywhere. They are not, per Barry Brown, the most popular students. They are the most pitied students. They are real people with families, many middle class, many students of color, many with disabilities, and many first-generation college students.
So that mom there really pushing back against the idea put forth by Barry Brown, the president of Mount Ida, and Marty Meehan, the president of the University of Massachusetts, that, hey, these students have a lot of choices. They can go anywhere.
I see. All right. So what are administrators at Mount Ida saying at this point?
Not much. Yesterday, they declined to comment on any of the specific testimony about all the problems that students were having getting into new programs. The only thing they did was release a statement saying they understand how emotionally trying this transition, as Mount Ida calls it, is for students and families, and that they're working diligently and quickly to place students in programs that will allow them to continue their studies.
You know, Fred, really basic question here. Do we know why this closure came as such a surprise? Or maybe a better question is, should it have come as such a surprise?
No, we don't know why this closure came as such a surprise. There's a lot of questions about that. In the meeting yesterday, there were faculty members who had just last month signed contracts for next year. There were students who were recently admitted for the coming year, and many had turned down other options, and now they feel really stuck. Many had been offered, you know, generous financial aid packages. The school had tried a merger with LaSalle College that fell through, and so UMass seemed to be the last option. And the feeling on the part of all the stakeholders is, you know, it should not have come as a surprise. Not only is the school closing difficult and problematic on its own, but the way it's been handled, the late notice, the lack of a clear plan, mm-hmm. is a systemic problem. Here's Chris Gabrielli. He's the chair of the Board of Higher Education, and he was addressing this issue at the meeting yesterday.
This is a systems failure that so many people were blindsided, this board included, and so many people, I think I want to be judicious in my use of terms, but so many people certainly misled, if not straight out deceived.
Wow.
Yeah, so even the Board of Higher Education, I mean, this is an entity with oversight responsibility over the closures of colleges, right? They didn't find out about the the merger, it's not a merger really, it's about the takeover by UMass of the campus and the closure of Mount Ida College until a reporter called them for comment the day Mount Ida announced its closure.
Finally, Fred, at the meeting, what did the Board of Higher Education have to say about what this might mean for other small colleges in the area? Are we likely to see more Mount Idas?
That's a real concern. Now, Clay Christensen at Harvard Business School, for example, he wasn't at the meeting, but he's projected that half of all the colleges in America will disappear in the next 10 years.
Wow.
He's an outlier, right?
Yeah.
But it is a concern. Particularly private schools, small private schools are at risk. The industry overall is facing declining enrollment. There are just fewer kids graduating from high school. And this is particularly true in New England, where our population is not growing. We spoke with Chris Gabrielli earlier today about this very issue.
We started off yesterday's meeting presenting data, speculating how many more private colleges, especially small ones, will come under pressure and either merge or close over the next decade. And, you know, without wanting to cause any hysteria, it's a significant number.
So, you know, that was Chris Gabrielli talking about what a big problem this is. And, you know, I think people are left wondering what is going to happen to these students. There are a lot of concerns about, for one thing, the college gave out all these so-called merit-based financial aid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it obviously couldn't afford. The president of Mount Ida was in conference with the parents the day after he announced the closure, saying we're closing because we couldn't afford these scholarships. So the parents are asking, well, how come you offered all these scholarships if you couldn't afford them?
Good questions. That's WBUR political and higher education reporter Fred Tice. Fred, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Anthony.